If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
God is only programmed to respond to the positive. He only responds to the positive. He don't respond to the negative. That's why negative speaking people make you feel depressed. You don't even want to be around them. But when you get around people, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that I'm the head, not the tail. I know that this light affliction is going to be over. He said, cast down. Cast it down. That verb to cast is first person active. That means you do some. Cast that thing down. Anytime a thought comes to your mind, cast it down. Devil, you a liar. I ain't dying. You're so programmed that every time you hear the word cancer, you start checking on your life insurance. Who said you had to die from it? Doctor, and whatever that doctor tells you, you believe it. Well, based on the rules here, you are pre-diabetic. What the heck is pre-diabetic? You either diabetic or you're not. Some of you sitting in here right now, I got pre-diabetes. What's pre-diabetes? You're diabetic, but you don't have to stay that way. You say, God, show me the pathway out of this thing. I ain't going to be on no metformin for the rest of my life. I ain't going to be on no glipizide for the rest of my life. Show me a way out of this. I ain't going to be on no insulin pen for the rest of my life. Teach me what to do. And then, woo, glory to Rabbah Shaka. Listen, and you El Shaddai people. You El Shaddai people, put your hand down here and command your pancreas to get better. Speak to your pancreas. Tell it, all right, let's start getting some insulin out of there now. Tell it, enter into a covenant. Tell them, say, I'm not going to send you no more sodas. I'm not going to send you no more diet sodas. I'm not going to send you no more 12 sugars in my coffee. I promise you that I'm going to do my part. Get up in there. Kick out some insulin. Let's show this doctor we got some fight in us. That it ain't over till God says it's over. Talk to your pancreas. Talk to your kidney. Tell it, let's get yourself together back there. Doctor trying to tell me I'm going to be on some machine. You a liar. Get yourself together back there. I'm going to drink more water to help you out. Enter into a pact. Got all this power floating around you. You know why hoods never try to assault a police station? Because they know that the cops got all kinds of weapons in there. They might ambush a singular police officer out on the street, but they'll never come charging up against the station because they know they got everything in there. See, the devil knows what you got in there, but he knows you don't know. Now, I know you modern parents have never said this because you're modern and you're scared of DHS. But this is what I was told in my research, that those older parents, the one who gave birth to the baby boomers, there were a couple phrases that they didn't mind saying. They tell you in a minute, I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out. Now, that's verbal assault. Today, you say that to your child today, you will get a visit. Bobby told me you threatened to take him out of the world. And you'd be like, no, I didn't mean it. Because, see, if you're threatening your child, we're going to take him out the home. Now, them older parents, take him. Take him. Feed him. Let me go get his clothes. They wasn't pulling kids out of houses then. Because the parents like, take them kids. Today, you can't take my baby. You can't take my baby. And when the baby sees it, They know they got you. And those parents will tell you in a minute, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. And you just straighten right up. You're like, whoa, praise God. You got saved. I got saved 32 times before I really got saved. I even tried Catholicism. There were times when my parents tag-teamed beat me. Mama started it upstairs. She beat me down the steps, and I interrupted the baseball game. And Daddy beat me for interrupting the game. She beat me down the step and said, Eric, you got him. What's wrong with you? Messing up my game. Can't do that today. Children report you. And that's how it is with God. God chastens us. God is not above reminding you, I brought you in the world. I'll take you out. You think he won't? Moses had a woman that he loved. He had the same thing, had the same problem Adam had. You know, he had that muskrat love. And that's the kind of love make you go crazy, makes you violate God. And Adam had it and lost. He just ate the fruit. Moses had it, and God said, I ain't going through this again. And God said, you got to circumcise your children as a sign to Abraham. Now, Abraham's up here, you know, he dead, and he watching to see if I enforce the covenant. So Moses cut the one foreskin off the first son, and then when the second one was born, his wife, Zipporah, she says, you ain't cutting my second son. Now, I watched you do it to the first boy, but we ain't having that. And the Bible said the hand of the Lord came on Moses and started squeezing the life out of him. She saw that God was killing Moses. She ran over and took the stone and cut that boy's foreskin off and threw it at Moses' feet and said, you a bloody husband. Then the Bible said the hand of the Lord was taken off of Moses. But you never heard from Zipporah again. The next person he married was an Ethiopian. And she gave him no problem. Miriam and Aaron didn't like it, but Moses was fine. And see, the point I make is that when God gives you a promise, he expects you to keep it. When God enters into a covenant with you, if he says, I'm going to do so-and-so, you keep that covenant. Don't allow the devil to make you blind and not see that God is a covenant keeper. There's too much stress in the body of Christ because of our imagination. And then he says, not only am I to cast down imaginations, he said, but also every high thing that exalts itself against my knowledge of God. And the word knowledge there is episkos, and it means personal experience. There's some things that you know through learning. There's a lot of stuff that I get in my mind through learning in my classroom, my books, my teachers. But then there are things that I know from experience. Like I can read a book on inner city life, and that book will say there are certain parts of an inner city environment that are potentially dangerous. So if you come in from Radnor, Iowa, Villanova, Malvern, you know, Great Valley, and you read that part of the book, you have head knowledge that, oh, there are parts of Philadelphia that are potentially dangerous, but you don't know where they are. But you just know that the book tells you there are parts that are dangerous. But for those of us who grew up there, we know that you don't go to 8th and Butler after the sun goes down. And when you go through when the sun is up, you go through very quickly. We know not to count our money at the Mac machine. We know this. How? Experience. We know not to stop at certain corners, even if the light is red. We know to take our chances with the police officer. Because it's better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. We know that. How do you know that? Because I grew up there. I know that. I know there are things about God that you know.
that the devil cannot take away from you. You know he's a keeper. Because let's tell the truth, all right? It's just us. God has kept us even when we didn't want to be kept. When you intentionally said, I ain't walking with God no more. This is too difficult. I'm going back to my party life. He let you go back. This is what I love about God. God is so secure in his grace that he'll let you go back to the party. Right? And everybody else is doing their thing, but he took the party out of you. He let you pay your $35 for the cabaret, and you in there with your red dress and your high heel sneakers and your tight jeans and your shirt open all the way down to your navel with the 6 hairs on your chest and the red rooster on your hair. He let you go in, but he took the party out of you. And everybody else is, hey, ho, and your knee hurt. And you say, wasn't nothing wrong with my knee yesterday. And God said, yes, it was, but I was just keeping it. But this is what happened when you want to do what I didn't want you to do. So God will keep you. Lots of times Christians say, God will keep you if you want to be kept. I'm here to tell you that God will keep you even if you don't want to be kept, because you are no longer in control of your life. My life is hid with Christ and God. I am crucified. I am dead. And you better thank God he does that. Because if he did not do it, you'd be a hot mess. He intervenes. He overrides. He involves himself. He gets in your business, in your face, and in your life. And you ought to rejoice because he loves you. He's not doing it to keep you in bondage. He's doing it to protect you. He loves you. He knows, like the sheep, we just see the green grass, but we don't see the wolf.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44. At 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a service at the Greater Bethel Temple on Sunday, June 11th at 4 p.m. For further details, visit our website at BethelDeliverance.org. We're looking forward to fellowship with you.